Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot 1027, it's a Monday morning, and as you know, with every Monday morning comes an edition of Hot Cares. At Hot 1027, we're all about making a real difference. And today, alongside the Dis-Chem Foundation, we're stepping in to help two remarkable individuals whose eyesight has been stolen from them by a rare condition. It's not good. They've fought for their vision, but for now, it seems like it was a long time ago and there's no future. And hopefully this morning, with our guests in studio and on the line, we can make a meaningful difference.
I mean, you've got to imagine waking up one day and your world is fading to darkness. You know, you've been fully sighted, and it's the heartbreaking reality of the two people you've described. Yes, we have a full studio. We've got Jackie from the Dis-Chem Foundation to chat with us. And we've also got on the line the Contact Lens Committee member, Peter Nordier. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Nice to tap in with you guys remotely.
Lovely to chat, Peter. These two individuals have come to our attention, Sibongile and Khape, and it's the first time I've ever seen anything like this. It's Stephen Johnson syndrome, a rare allergic reaction that causes blindness. I've never heard of anything like this. Tell us about the condition and how it progresses.
Yeah, it's sort of hair-raising when you hear the term allergic reaction, and then you see the results. I believe you've got the images there in front of you, but it can happen to almost anyone. It's an autoimmune condition, the eye reacts, the body stops to produce any mucus.
Yes.
And for most people out there, to put it in layman's term, your eye needs moisture to be able to blink. If the eye dries out, it will physically grow new membranes and everything to try and protect the eye. So this is a protective measure that the body to try and keep the eye safe. But in these two cases, it's beyond the return, and there's basically a new membrane that has grown over the entire eye. And surgical intervention is needed. You describe it, you will wake up one day. Well, there's a worse scenario, and that's when you gradually realize the fact that you're going to lose your eyesight. So this is what has happened here. These people were employed, had great jobs, but they couldn't fulfill their duties anymore purely because they can't see.
Peter, it's not just, I mean, I say just as if it's dismissive. It's obviously an extraordinarily tough thing to have to go through, but it's also extremely painful.
Yeah. There's a reason why they will say in self-defense, when somebody attacks you, put your finger in their eye, because that's where all the nerves are exposed. It's a very sensitive area. And if that area dries out, it's painful. You live in pain, excruciating pain, every second of the day for the rest of your life.
Goodness me. And I mean, so this eye print prosthetic lenses, okay, which is an option for Sibongile and for Khape. What would happen if they didn't get the help? What would be the long-term sort of issue if they had no help whatsoever?
Yeah, so the secret of these lenses are that it's basically a contact lens that we fill with fluid, and then we encapsulate it on top of the eye. So the eye remains within fluid, so it's in a happy environment. So the membranes can stop growing because there's now something that can keep the eye moist. And it also removes the friction and the pain that the patients experience. In Khape's example, he's got a little bit of vision left, so we can protect that area. And we can keep his vision going. But with Sibongile, she needs to get a complete transfer. We need to remove some of that additional membrane that has grown. But then that eye can't heal because there's no fluid that can actually keep it moist. And then these contact lenses are specifically designed. They are basically 3D printed on top of the eye to take in all that in consideration, that undulations of the new membrane. It will sort of lock the moisture in. And that way the wound that we're going to create will get time to heal, and we can restore vision. But we can do all the fancy surgery, but without these 3D printed lenses, by lack of a better word for the iPrint Pro lenses, we can't do this. This is new technology.
We got Sibongile on the line. Good morning, Sibo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I mean, you know, if you don't mind me saying, I mean, this is a lot of people that have been listening to us this morning will go, this is my worst nightmare. I'm fully functional. I have my eyesight. And then literally you wake up and you start losing vision and your eyes become more and more sore. And eventually you get to a situation where you can't see anything. I mean, this must have been a horror for you so far.
Yes, it is a struggle every day.
But thankfully, you do have people that can help you. But I suppose the difficulty always is that, you know, you used to be completely independent and you had people that needed your help. And now, you know, this syndrome has really taken a lot away from you, Sibongile.
It changed my life like into something else. 4 years ago, I was working permanently. And so now I have to stay at home and do nothing for the whole day.
Yeah, that's terrible. Well, let's see what we can do. We've heard what this surgery can do is remarkable. What these contact lenses will do, hopefully, is relieve the pain and we can start maybe restoring some sight. We've got a very, very nice lady here, and her name is Jackie. Now, she works for the Dis-Chem Foundation. And anyone that goes and shops at Dis-Chem, okay, and there's lots of Dis-Chem customers who actually be listening right now.
Me.
Those people contribute to the foundation just by being customers, okay? And that's when we find people like you. We pull Jackie in the studio and we say, let's make some magic. Jackie, you're going to make some magic.
We're going to make some magic this morning. Hi, Sibongile, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. So it was very hard to hear about your condition, and I myself was diagnosed with blepharitis a short while ago, which is a dry eye, also an allergic reaction, and it was most uncomfortable, but by no means what you are suffering and going through. So I can't even really have full understanding of what you've suffered. And the Dis-Chem Foundation would like to assist you.
So what we're going to do, okay, is we are going to make a big, meaningful difference, because those operations that Peter was talking about, I think we can have done.
Yeah, so you've been through the ringer. You already have had the keratoprosthesis implant rejected by your body. You've really been through the whole thing. But in order for us to be able to protect the cornea transplant, we would like, with the Dis-Chem Foundation, to be able to cover the cost for your lenses. Jackie, to the tune of how much?
We will be paying just under 43,000 Rand to ensure that you have the lenses to restore your sight.
Sure.
I'm very grateful for that.
Wonderful.
Hey.
It will definitely change my life around. Yes, it is a dream come true for me.
Oh.
And to be able to see my face again.
Oh my God, Sibongile. Oh my goodness. Well, we know that. I mean, this is why Hot Cares exists. And Jackie, you know, with the Dis-Chem Foundation, you know, you mentioned a little bit earlier that it's not something that you could stand by, and you feel so passionate about supporting this initiative. I think when I hear Sibongile speaking, I can kind of see why. It's really in line with the Dis-Chem Foundation's outcomes and what you're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. So now, obviously, to have you see your face, and a face we'd love to see as well, we'd love you to see ours down the line. You got me all emotional. We'd like you to be back in the economy, back working, and back living your best life. And that's important to the Dis-Chem Foundation.
So there we go. Sibongile, tears of joy, I hope.
Yes.
And
yes.
Hopefully not too much pain
yes,
at the
is.
Moment.
Okay.
Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.